to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question for this week, the biblical question, and it's a doozy, the biblical question, are you a memory worshiper? Are you a memory worshiper? Is you a memory worshiper? Amazing question. You can, we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, a DEI person who just got a notice that as of September, you fired from the government work, or if you're crying because illegal aliens are going back home, they leave it here. Or if you are a mother who pretended that you're good, when inwardly you're evil to the core and you know it, or you're an angry person and you know you're just desperate, or you just land up at the beach, or whatever, you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad. You can podcast all the shows, but you can be listening to the show on your iPod, iPad, or iPhone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. Y'all know what day it is. You know, for the new listener, you might not know. You know it's Thursday, but you might not know that here on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Thursdays, every Thursday, come hell or high water.
That's why I love Jesus, y'all.
Every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday. Oh, Lord!
And this war ain't over, y'all. We're talking about saving democracy. We're talking about health care for all of God's people. We're talking about housing for all of God's people.
So we're going to read you the scriptures, read you the commandments, and you can actually follow the Bible, do what God say, and not what the Christian church say.
Do it now.
I'm tired of this church.
What a mess. What a mess. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. Some of you might be aware, or you're just waking up and maybe you didn't hear about this before you went to bed last night. But apparently there was according to NBC Washington, an American Airlines flight and a military helicopter collided and crashed Wednesday night into the Potomac River near Reagan National Airport. When I heard this, the first thing went through my mind. Now, all thoughts are all lies, right? So I don't know if this is true or not. But I thought about the DEI. Was the aircraft traffic controller people DEI people? Was the pilot on American Airlines DEI people? I thought of DEI right away, and I'm sure most Americans did. Here is the first soundbite, a little information on this from Fox News.
Good morning, Todd and Ashley. We are awaiting a press conference at 7:30 this morning at Reagan National Airport, which will remain closed until at least 11 a.m. this morning, that from officials at the airport. This is still a very active search and rescue operation ongoing. I'm going to have Yassine pan over to show you some of the 300 first responders that are busy in the freezing temperatures of the Potomac River after just before 9 p.m. last night. American Airlines, this is what we know. A jet with 64 people aboard, including the crew, collided with that U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter with three soldiers on board, including both pilots. That airliner was attempting to land on runway 33 at Reagan National Airport. Behind me, it was just moments away from landing. This collision taking place between 200 and 400 feet.
Amazing. Can't you just see it? I bet you everybody wondered right away with these DEI. Remember when they were hiring the DEI air traffic controllers and they were getting rid of the white men who were pilots in the Air Force and all that in the military? And they were hiring these blacks. Now, I don't know if this is a DEI case. I don't know yet. And we may not ever know, but I don't know. So I can hear right now the pilot from American Airlines, air traffic control, this is flight number 441, coming in from wherever. Where do I land? Oh, wait a minute, baby. Let me see. Let me look out the window, because I can't read this bowl, baby. I'm a DEI. Okay, look like over there in that lane, landing road. Ain't nobody over there. Go over there. And then he crashes and, oh, baby, I'm sorry. That was the wrong lane. Lord have mercy. What a mess, huh? So I don't know if it's a DEI. And then I do remember recently I took a flight, and they had a black female pilot. Thank God she was the co-pilot, the assistant pilot. And then they had a white man flying it, a pilot. I'm like, thank you, God. It's a mess, folks, but don't worry. Donald Trump appears to be cleaning it up. Taking care of business, so it's a mess. CEN has a map that explains the layout of the plane journey. Watch this from CNN News 18.
It's helpful to have an idea of how this all lays out. If you've been to D.C.,
The Capitol, the White House, all that's up here. The Pentagon's up here. So to give you a little lay of the land, that's north up there. Pete's been talking all evening about the runway they were originally headed for. That's this one right through here. They did not go that way. They diverted off to come in on this one over here, which is a different runway. That's the direction they were coming in from to land at this very busy airport. If you look at Flight Radar 24, you can also see the tracking on this plane of where it was coming in over this way. We've had witnesses over here talk about seeing the plane and seeing it turn so they could see the whole belly of the plane at one point. We have witnesses up here who've told us on air about seeing the accident. So this is the area we're talking about. The river is not terribly wide here. This plane was actually truly within seconds of touching down when all this happened. The type of plane, this is not the plane, but it's the type of plane, typically has 2x2 seating inside. This is a configuration when it comes in to land, it's going to be at maybe 150 miles an hour, to put it in road terms. Pete can check on that for us. I'm sure he probably knows right off the top. The Black Hawk helicopter we're talking about, also capable of speeds like that and more. We have no idea, though, because a helicopter can also be moving quite slowly. This is a 12 to 13,000 pound vehicle. So the collision, the kinetic energy of that, absolutely immense. And we've talked an awful lot about the notion of the water down here. When we talk about the current is flowing this way, the Potomac and the Anacostia River coming together. So fairly strong current pushing down this way. And as Brian noted, a lot of countercurrents, but the water temperature, yeah, that's a huge issue here. The Coast Guard would put survival, we talk about your ability to do anything, swimming or anything like that, that's usually limited to 10, 15 minutes before your muscles, your brain really struggles to function well in that kind of cold. And the Coast Guard puts survival overall at maybe an hour and a half. So we're past twice that amount of time already.
Amazing. What a mess. What a mess. We'll see what happens. I have taken a small plane like that from small, I would fly from LA into another smaller town, city, and then I'll have to take one of those little planes like that into D.C., Ronald Reagan's airport, over and over and over again over the years. So I know exactly what they, how they're made on the inside, what they look like. And, what a mess. So hopefully we'll find more details about it. And see if it would find out, would know if it was DEI or something else went wrong. According to CNN, air traffic control gave the plane the okay to land. And I think they had like, what, 60 people on there? Something like that? On the plane? 64 people, which included the stewardess, the flight stewardess, and the pilots. What a mess. 888-77-5373, 888-77-JESSE. Before I go to your call, it is Bible Thumper Thursday. And I've been telling you a lot, talking a lot about how evil human beings are. It's so weird, too, because you look at some human beings, they look so nice, huh? They look like nice people. But inwardly, they're wicked to the core. And the evil is so deep. And until you can't really explain it, the depths of evil of human beings' heart. And it's no wonder Bill Lockwood talked about, and you can check Bill Lockwood out from our podcast yesterday, the first hour of the show, Jesse Lee Peterson Show. But he was talking about the wickedness of human heart. And God gave man the responsibility to take care of the earth, replenish and make the earth work. And mankind, men and women, men have done nothing but destroy the earth. Have you noticed that? The earth is literally destroyed. Every wicked thing you can think of is happening in the earth. And because human beings are evil, they can't help it. Just think about God gave us this earth to, like, enjoy it, be free, run around, like we're running around in the Garden of Eden. But instead, you have wars, the government fighting over so-called power and wealth, the parents fighting with the children, children with the parents, husband and wife fighting, races, people fighting based on color, religion, and you have smog everywhere, pollution everywhere, murder, crime, rape, robbery, people breaking in homes, illegal alien invading. There's nothing good happening on the earth. Have you noticed that? And the only reason it's like that because human nature is evil. Christians and Jews and Gentiles, everybody fighting one another. Allah Uaba don't like nobody. And nobody like Allah Uaba. Mothers destroying their adult children, set them up as little children where they never get away from her. I was talking to in counseling yesterday to some people, and they said, well, Jesse, can I help my brothers? They're like 40, in their 40s and 50s, and they still live at home with mama. And as a result of living at home with mama, they become drug addicts and alcoholics. And mama's just fine with it, long as they're home with mama. She doesn't care they hate her. She has control over them. Wicked heart, wicked mamas. And daddy heart is wicked. He can't do anything about it. He's afraid of mama. And so he lets his children suffer. All in the name of Jesus. And some of the most wicked people on earth are those who say that they believe in Jesus. They judge, they gossip, they fight one another, they steal from each other, and they fight for positions and all kind of crap. I didn't know. I knew the Bible said human being hearts are wicked and that salvation is of the heart, that the heart must change. I didn't know the depths of it, though. And to know and to understand, it changed your whole perspective about human beings. But you don't judge them because now you can see, you understand. And some of the nicest human beings, they seem so nice and they're the most wicked. Jeremiah 17:9 says, and then you think emotions are good. Emotions come from a wicked heart. When she cries, she's lying. You see my shirt? Can they see it? When she's crying, she's lying. You can get these shirts now. They are available. RebuildingTheMan.com/store. When she's crying, she's lying. Just think about that. Women go to court and they take the father's children away from the father only because she hates the father. She makes the children suffer. And she, when the children are with her, she punishes the kids. She has no love, no patience, no nothing. So the kids are hungering for the father. And why catch a hell with the mama who won't let the father be with the children, and the mama go to court and cry. As soon as she starts crying on the stand, that's it. the wicked judge, and especially these female judges now, oh, you can have the children. And they tell the mother, you can have the children. And then sometimes they say, well, he has a visitation right. And then the mother, being wicked as she is, she'll do everything she could. She'll collect the money. But she would do everything she could to keep the father from seeing the children, and children from seeing the father, even after the court said, okay, visitation rights. That's the wickedness of human beings' heart, that they destroy their own children. And then they try to blame it on the father. Well, if you had been there, how was I going to be there? You weren't allowed to happen. You made, in your wicked ways, you made sure it didn't happen. And they want to blame the father. I had a preacher on the other day. He worked overtime trying to say that evil came through Adam. It wasn't a woman. It came through Adam. No, it didn't. It came through the woman. And it still comes through the woman. Except for those women now who are starting to realize they are evil. I counseled with a young lady yesterday. She realized, young lady too, a mother have a few kids, husband working hard. He's working on himself, according to the mother. And she realized she didn't want to see that she was wicked. She couldn't believe it. But when she saw it, she was like, what the? And now that she can see it, things are starting to change. How many human beings would admit that they are evil? They're smiling in your face while all the time they want to take your place. Backstabbers. And it's a mess. Earth is a mess as a result of that. Emotions are evil. And yet you've allowed women to push emotions as normal. They even convince the men they should be emotional. Oh, you need to feel your feelings. You need to recognize your feelings. Men used to not be emotional. If they cried, they did it all by themselves and no one ever knew. But they let the women, not realizing that the evil was coming through the woman, that's why she was pushing evil. They let the woman convince them that, emotions are good. Oh, the reason you can't be a man because you can't express your emotion. It's too much on the man. And they fell for the lie. And God said, every time you believe the woman and listen to the woman, you're going to suffer. And the men are suffering because they are emotional, just like a woman. Jealousy, envy, strife, revenge. They don't try to pray and help and point the right way. They act like the woman, emotional. Jeremiah 17:9 said, the heart is deceitful above all things. The heart is deceitful above all things. The heart is wicked. Above all things, the heart is evil. There's no good in human beings. Zero. The billboards out there say, oh, find the good in everyone. You can look until the cow come home and you ain't gonna find no good. But anyway, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Desperately wicked. And I mean, just think about that. Look around you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're at home, you're in bed still, you're about to take your kids to school or take them out to the bus, stop or whatever, or you're at work, or you look around, everybody you're looking at is desperately wicked. They can be smiling, and yet heart is wicked. And their mind is judging you by thoughts, eyes, words, emotions, gestures. They're judging. The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Anyone that have anger. It's desperately wicked. Why do you think people with anger, except for those who start to understand anger is evil, they want to hold on to anger. They justify anger. They say anger is good. They say anger is necessary. They say their power is in anger. Their motivation is from anger. They're wicked. They love their evil. And they protect evil. They love the thrill of it and everything. It's amazing that God so loved us that he said to his son, okay, son, I'm going to send you down into these crazy folks, and I want you to take on all their sins, pay for it, set them free, and come on back home. And sit up here with me on my right hand and have some punchy coffee. Punchy's coffee. And he did. And yet you refuse to see your own heart and admit, even if you don't admit it to the world, there's no requirement you have to admit it to the world. But admit that you're wicked so that you can be born again of a brand new heart of love. And Jesus sent up there his father right hand, and they looking down while they having punchy coffees and some donut, apple fritto donut. And they're watching the world go crazy. You don't love one another at all. Nobody loves nobody. It's a lie. Your mama don't love you. And she loves everyone. She don't love you. She doesn't love her daughter. She doesn't love her son. She doesn't love her husband, if she has one, her boyfriend, dad and mama, dad and baby, whatever they call it. And the daddy don't love the wife. And the children don't love the daddy or the mama. They're yearning for the daddy, but they don't love the daddy because they've been separated from the daddy. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Once you see it in you, you're going to clearly see it in everybody you know, and you won't judge them because you will have understanding and you'll be aware of what you're dealing with. Without even trying to be aware, you'll be aware. 888-77-5-3-7-7-3. I want to take a little moment before this break to tell you about Punchy's Coffee. Speaking of amazing, you're about to have breakfast. Eggs over easy, homemade biscuit. Or toast, and you're about to pull out your coffee, punchy coffee. Punchy's coffee is perfect for it, all right? Get your punchy coffee. Not only are you going to enjoy your amazing breakfast, but you're going to love the coffee. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/store and buy your coffee today. Every dime goes back to the nonprofit, my nonprofit organization. All right? 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father. And you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without, because he will show you how to deal with it. and you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, He will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before Him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality. Nice. It's Baba Thumper Thursday. 888-77-JESSE. Speaking of Punchy's Coffee, we are the freshest flavor. Every bag is roasted to order. Every bag is roasted to order. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. And, and super support bond. 100% of the proceeds benefit goes back to the 501c3 nonprofit bond. And the coffee is available in whole beans or ground coffee. So you, what are you complaining about? The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this, at 9 a.m., thehakereport.com. The Hake Report at 9 a.m. Pacific time, from 9 to 11. And then after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV. He black. At 11 a.m. And after that, the American Anchor, baby. The American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Lot of going on here. I want to go to, is it Ellie? Ellie, a first-time caller out of Los Angeles. Ellie, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Hey, Ellie.
Firstly, I just want to thank you tremendously, tremendously. Started listening to you about a year and change ago, and I'm 42, can't tell you the kind of impact that you have made, or making, and I hope to continue to make with your message, because it is just transformational. I could take the rest of the show and wouldn't even be able to quantify your message. So I'd like to thank you for that.
You're welcome. And stay with it. It's amazing.
It is amazing. It's amazing, putting it lightly. So, but I got a question for you. I'm having a hard time with some stuff.
Okay.
Here's what's going on. The silent prayer. I'm not sure if I'm doing it right, because I'm trying. I know you're probably going to ask me if I'm doing it day and night. But most of the time, I'm getting better and better. Nobody's perfect. But I tell you, I feel like sometimes the more I do it, more thoughts come. So am I doing it correctly, incorrectly?
Yes, because that's what you want to see. You want to see those thoughts. And when you see them, you're no longer in them. You're not a part of it. You've been separated from them. All of your life, you've been living in your imagination, thinking that your thoughts were your own, and you were going from one thought to another one, and they were all wrong, and that's why your life has not worked, because you've been living in the darkness of your imagination, thinking that it was you. You identify with evil, calling it you, calling it good. And so now that you can see those thoughts, it is God who is allowing you to see them, because we couldn't see thoughts if God didn't allow it. He just shined a light on it. And now that you can see them, if you just continue to watch them, do nothing about it. Don't deny them. Don't run away from them. Don't call them you, but just see them. And because they are spirits, they will be taken away from you, and God will give you a brand new nature, his nature, instead of evil, the nature of evil. So you're doing it right by because you can see them.
So, I mean, I hope I'm doing it right. By seeing them, meaning, like, I'll get a thought. It'll come in my head, and I'll just say, okay, I'll put it in this little box, and I'll just, like, sort of take a step back from it and say, and just, like, blow it out of my head.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. You want to see them and do nothing. It's like sitting and watching a movie or watching TV. You're just sitting back watching the movie, and it goes from one scene to another one. It goes to a commercial and come back to the movie. All you're doing is sitting there. You're not in it. You're watching it. And you don't do anything about what's happening in the movie. Likewise, don't put the thoughts in a box. Don't do anything but watch them. Because they're spirits, they're evil, there's nothing you can do about it.
Got it. So, and it's a painful road. Am I wrong? Because, I mean, it's if you go down this path as somebody, you know, as I'm sure probably other listeners would agree, I mean, it's a whole overhaul of a person, right? I mean,
it is, because the reason that it's painful, and the only reason it's painful, because you think it's you. You think you're the thoughts, you think you're the emotions. And so because you have identified with it, it feels like you're losing you. You feel
I'm sort of past that. I mean, I can deal with that. I feel like it's just you just get so inculcated in years and years of habit. You know, my mindset's changed, but I know, but sometimes the thoughts still creep in. You know, the anger will peek its head up. I'm working on the anger. Viciously, I'm trying to get, you know, because that's the starting point.
The anger?
I mean, that's the anger, yeah. That's,
and how are you working on the anger?
Accepting, and how am I working on it? Taking to the forefront of my thinking that it's like you might as well do fentanyl for your life. it's just, if you know there's nothing good about it, I have to click back to like, here it comes. No good. Get rid of it. Done.
But
like poison.
Make sure that when the spirit of anger comes up, because eventually it won't. It'll be gone. But if it comes up.
You think it gets easier?
Yeah. If it comes up, don't do anything about that either. Don't call it you. Don't react to it. Don't yell out at someone else. Don't take it out on them. You just watch that too. You want to become the watcher. And you want to surrender all of your emotions and anger and fear and desperation, suicidal thoughts and everything to God. You just want to relax and present
so
your
easier.
Body as a living sacrifice. What?
It makes things so much easier. It gets rid of stress. It gets,
yeah.
I mean, if you can, I mean, it's sort of like you let yourself go. I mean, if you don't do all this stuff and you don't work on yourself, you can't really serve God or believe in God.
Because you're dead and Satan is your God. All who has anger is dead. Their eyes are open, but they have no life.
You're not a, I don't want to say bad person, but you're not a religious person. You're not serving the Creator.
No.
If you're doing all that, if you're doing any of that stuff.
Right. Satan is your God. Even though you may claim you're on your knees praying to God, but you're really praying to Satan.
Well, I don't want to say Satan is your God. Satan might be your master.
Well,
there's
thing.
Only one God. Same
but,
thing.
But
it's just semantics.
Yeah. Same thing. Satan is the God. He's not, and so Satan is not a real God, but human beings think that they're God. They're gods. They believe that they're God. That's why they think they can change themselves. They think they can make themselves better. They think that they know what they want and what they can do and all that. They play that.
I've been listening to you long enough to know I don't listen to nobody.
Yeah.
Now, I've got another quick one, and I'll let you go because I know you got other people to help. Who do you believe wrote the Old Testament?
Who do I believe wrote the Old Testament? I don't know. I don't even think about that. Who wrote it?
Well, according to Jewish tradition, it's the Word of God.
The Word of God wrote the Old Testament?
The Old Testament is the original Word of God. For instance, I think the New Testament, you correct me if I'm wrong, it has multiple authors, and it's stories of Jesus, correct?
Yeah, it has ministers in it, but it's about the new life and the new world and the new heaven.
But it's authored by people that you know, this guy wrote this book, this guy wrote this book.
Right.
So I'm asking you.
They are really just letters that they wrote to each other. And the people have made the Bible a bit, their God, and that's why they can't know God, because they
know. I'm a Jewish guy, so it's a little skeptical when I hear a book written by.
You're Jewish?
Oh, yeah.
You believe in Jesus?
See, I don't know what that means either. do I believe in Jesus?
That's what the Christian ask.
Yeah, it's a nonsensical question, is it not? He was a guy. He did his thing. We're all sons. We're all the same, basically. We're all the sons.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Yes.
You told her?
Yeah.
What did she say?
She surprised me by her answer.
What did you say to her?
I said, you know what? You have imposed your will on me, and it's destroyed me.
Nice.
And the only way I can honor you, I took a stab at what you told me. The only way I can honor you is to forgive you. I didn't think she would understand what I meant, but she did.
Nice.
So, you know, she's a smart lady, and, you know, she doesn't know what to do. And I've forgiven her. I don't have a father. Forgave him too, you know.
Where's your father?
He's watching us from above.
Oh, he did.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Are you doing the silent prayer?
Not as much. I'm missing it. I'm missing.
Why
I'm
not? Answering. Why won't you be still and let God take over?
Bad habit. No, it's like going to the gym. You got to strengthen the muscle.
Why? So I want to encourage you.
I pray every day. Hold on. I may not do the silent prayer.
Right.
I do pray every day.
And how do you pray?
In accordance with Jewish tradition.
How's that?
Well, we have Jewish prayers, Jesse. We were supposed to pray three times a day.
And with words?
Yes.
Waste of time. You don't need to do that anymore. All you need to do now is be still and know the Father. Absolutely. That's what the New Testament, you mentioned the New Testament, it's all about that. There's a new heaven, and it's inside of us. God is with us. Christ is with us. The teacher is with us, the Holy Spirit. It's all inside now.
Why do the Christians, make such a big deal out of Jesus when God is so big?
Because he was sent here by his Father to buy us back from hell, because Satan in the Old Testament, if you read it, you will see that Satan owned everybody, and there was no way out because everybody was guilty. And so God sent his Son, who was not guilty, and Satan took him into hell. And when Satan took him into hell, God, Christ conquered him, and he bought us back. And he wiped away all of our sins, and now we're free, and we can enter into the kingdom of heaven and live an amazing life.
Our liturgy differs a little bit, but I think the end result ends up being at the same place. I'm looking forward to come seeing you at the men's forum if you're going to do it this next week.
The first Thursday of the month. All right, man.
All right, man. Be well.
You too, buddy. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Edgar. Edgar, first time caller out of Texas. Edgar, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey there, Jesse. How's it going?
All is well, Edgar.
Awesome. No, I just wanted to start off by saying thank you so much for what you've done. The Lord is really doing amazing things with your ministry, and it's just been so transformational. I've been listening to you for about a year now, and it's been amazing.
Amazing.
So I had a question.
Yeah.
I had a question. So I've been, you know, watching a lot of your ministry, and through some of it, I've seen, you know, kind of messages that show that sin is an illusion. But in some of your recent messages, I've also kind of heard you say that, you know, whenever we aren't present or whenever we're being judgmental, we're committing a sin. And I guess the reason I'm kind of asking this question is because at my local church, we always close it out by saying the sinner's prayer. And I remember you saying, like, don't put that on yourself. So I was wondering, like, should I say the sinner's prayer? Should I not say the sinner's prayer? What's kind of your recommendation on that?
What's a sinner's prayer?
Lord, forgive me for my sins. I accept Jesus into my heart. You know, that kind of a thing.
Oh, yeah, forget about that. All you need to do is be still and know that your heart is wicked. And when you can see that, God will change your heart, because in having a wicked heart, you've been playing God. You think you know what you want in life. You think you know right from wrong. You think that you're a moral person. You think that you think you have love, and no angry person has love, right? You think you're God. But when you can see you're evil, then God will forgive you. That's why you have to go forgive your mother, because she's the one who turned you away from God by turning you away from your father, by making you angry and recreating you in her image. And you forgive her, and God will forgive you, because she couldn't help herself just as you can't help yourself. And when you forgive her, he will forgive you, and he will take away, he will change your heart from sin, which is playing God, which is evil. And then you'll be free. You'll be fine.
Yeah, it's been a trip. I've kind of been going down the Christian path for a couple of years now, and, you know, your message was one of the first messages that really showed me, because, you know, normally in Christian faith, it's very common for people to say that, you know, you need to forgive your fellow man, don't harbor any hate towards any other people. But I never really heard someone say that you should also turn that same message onto yourself, right? Don't harbor hate against yourself.
Right.
And it was such a game changer, like, realizing that, like, for 25 years, I, like, hated myself. And that's why things really didn't work out. And on the outside, right, I was, you know, successful, and, you know, I, you know, had this big corporate job and all this, but I was miserable.
Yeah.
And it was really your message of saying, hey, you know, realize you're angry, you know, towards others and yourself, and forgive, just let go and let God.
That's all it takes. Isn't that amazing?
It is. It is fantastic.
Have you forgiven your mother?
I did. I forgave her last year. And, she had the typical response of, like, oh, I need to forgive you. She was so caught back by it. And I made the mistake of, like, living with my parents a little too long.
Yeah.
But so I would also start to see how her attitude, after I forgave her, how her attitude started to change towards me. And recently she said, oh, I don't know what happened. You changed. You used to be so nice and this and that. But it's now that I can see that it's just because she couldn't enforce her will on me anymore.
Yes. When she was saying, oh, you used to be so nice, she was saying, you used to let me control you. I used to control you. Now I can't. What's wrong?
Uh-huh. And it's all coming together, Jesse, because today I'm moving into, like, my own apartment, so.
How old are you?
I'm 26.
Right on. Get out of there, man.
Yes, sir. So it was, again, your message that kind of inspired me to get out of there. And, the Lord's done amazing things. And just, like, kind of it said that, if you seek his kingdom and his righteousness, that, you know, everything else will be added to you.
It will. It really will. I asked, have you forgiven your mother? I meant forgiving your mother. I'm black. Have you forgiven your mama? That's so dumb. So that joy. Have you forgiven your mother? Let me ask, when you were hating yourself, who were you hating? Who were you hating?
Oh, that's a good question. I was hating, I guess, the not me. Right?
But at the time, who did you think you were hating?
I thought I was hating someone who was coming up short on their goals, who couldn't achieve certain things, right? I couldn't, for whatever reason, I couldn't get into a relationship, this and that. I had low confidence. So I was hating that perception of who I thought I was, not realizing that, I guess, none of that stuff was ever me to begin with.
Absolutely. Hating you is just an illusion. Excuse me. There is no you to hate. That is another illusion given to you by thoughts. Satan makes you do wrong, and then he makes you feel guilty for doing wrong. But it's all thoughts. It's not you at all. Because the real you have never done anything wrong. It's impossible for the real you to do wrong. Even if you wanted to do wrong, you can't. And so it's just been all an illusion. There's no you to judge. There's no you to hate. There's no you. It's all an illusion.
It's just so, I can't even really describe how incredible it is to see all that.
Yeah,
thank you once again, Jesse, for everything you do in your ministry. And you guys keep it up. Y'all are doing the Lord's work.
It's like just Satan telling you, go rob a bank. And then you go rob the bank. And then after you rob the bank, he tell you, oh, you're going to get caught. He make a fool out of you. And now he makes you scared that you're going to get caught. Or he tell you do this or that. And then he tell you, go hang out with your friends. And then something happened. He say, oh, your friends didn't love you. They don't care about you. And then you're mad about that. But it's all thoughts. It's all words. You're just communicating with thoughts, which are evil, and you're calling those thoughts you. You're worshiping the devil. Isn't that amazing?
Yep. Really is.
Well, you stay with it, man. Stay with the silent prayer. Practice staying present. And all of those demons will be taken away from you, and you'll have a brand new nature. And I don't care what you've done, how bad it's supposed to be, or how long ago it happened, or what happened, you can be one of the most low-life person on earth. All of your sins have been wiped away. There's nothing for you to be upset about. There's no one there to judge. And you will overcome the illusion of the imagination. God is not holding anything against you because you have never done anything wrong. All right?
Thank you so much, Jesse. I really appreciate all the help. I really, really do.
You're welcome, buddy. Call me again.
Yes, sir. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. I got to take a break. When I come back, more of your calls and Super Chat. Hate news, not the fake news, but the hate news. Back in a moment.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening, and I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God love us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better.
A plane crash over the Potomac. I just learned how to pronounce that word. It's not whatever. And the RFK hearing, RFK Jr., dominant over those demon rats, I call them, Democrats. And the hostages released, some hostages been released, including five Thai. Did you know there were Thai people held by Hamas? Israel has freed them. Nice. Cool. And 30,000 dangerous criminal illegals to be housed in Guantanamo Bay by Trump. Based. Also, LA fires. There's some feel-good mess. Don't fall for it. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, January 30th, AD 2025. The lines are full, guys. You can call in every so often just in case a line opens up. But first, fake news on fake news. I'm cracking. I'm growing. Call Me Nonsense Network, CNN reports the mood at Reagan International Airport. That's over in like the D.C. area, 5 miles from D.C., I think, is somber following a devastating plane crash near Washington, D.C. hours ago. Well, like 12 hours ago, maybe a little, maybe 10, 11. Family members like of likely victims are waiting anxiously for answers as so-called first responders continue their search and rescue efforts, or really more like recovery of the bodies efforts. I forget what that's called. What a terrible thing, huh? A frantic search for supposed survivors is underway. Who knows? Maybe they can do it. Maybe they can survive. Is underway after reportedly an American Airlines plane, according to Call Me Nonsense Network, collided with a U.S. Army helicopter, a Black Hawk one, at Reagan National Airport. Did I say international? Reagan National Airport near Washington, D.C. It's like the top 25 busiest airports, by the way. That was Wednesday evening, night. Hundreds of emergency people searching the freezing Potomac River, not Potomac, where the, sorry, I shouldn't laugh. This is a sad story, I think, where the aircraft crashed around 9 p.m. local time. 64 people aboard the plane traveling from Wichita, Kansas. I heard it was like a figure skating group. I don't know. To Reagan National Airport when it collided with a Black Hawk helicopter that as it approached the runway, according to FAA, Federal Aviation Administration, and defense officials. The Army helicopter was on a training flight at the time of the incident, three soldiers aboard. All takeoffs and landings have been halted at Reagan National Airport till at least 11 a.m. local time. That's maybe they'll open up in an hour or so. What a mess. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., President Donald J. Trump's pick to make America healthy again. MAHA. To lead the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, was grilled over his supposed views on vaccines, abortion, and health care finance during his Senate confirmation hearing yesterday, Wednesday. After addressing a multitude of additional issues, such as his views on the China virus, which the global homo people call it COVID-19, chronic disease and autism, he was further questioned on his financial interests and shifting stances regarding so-called public health. No such thing. Throughout the hearing, Democrats repeatedly asked Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to make commitments that he would not purge employees for political reasons or use... Oh, give me a break. That's what they do. Or use his perch to benefit personally, financially, without getting clear answers. They didn't get clear answers. Stupid CNN. Shout out. He is set to face more questions at a hearing before the Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, which is communist, and pensions later today. What a mess. And eight hostages, three Israelis and five Thai, as in Thailand, not Taiwan, Thailand, released from Hamas militants in Gaza today. So congratulations to them. That's cool. We wish them well. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Hour two.
Thank you.
to stand up strong. Ain't the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E. Jesse, and my biblical question, are you a memory worshiper? Are you a memory worshiper? Are you a memory worshiper? You can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad anywhere in the world. We are heard around the world. By everybody, they mama, if you're black. And everybody and their mama, if you're white. So you can podcast the show, but you can listen by calling 605. That's 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. It's Bible Thumper Thursday. Oh, God.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Oh, God.
Are you ready?
Are you ready? Hallelujah. He's drunk as a bastard. Amazing. Hooping and hollering. Bible Thumper Thursday. I wanted to show you just really fast, and then I get back to your calls and super chats. I just found this out today. This morning, my producer told me about this. Let me find it. Oh. So I guess some people still live in the Old Testament. I never heard this before until now. How now, brown cow? I just heard it this morning. So are you all living the Old Testament? Most people are, to be honest. Look at the violence and the lack of love and the lack of understanding and the insanity and the illusions and the delusions. Angry people are crazy. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The craziness that is upon the earth through human beings. So most people are living the Old Testament, whether they know it or not. They have not entered into the New Testament. They don't know it's done. It's finished. Do you know that most people, and I know, ask that Jews and Christians and Allah Waba people and everybody, do you have perfect peace? No. They say, I believe in God, but I don't have no perfect peace. I'm human. What does that have to do with anything? And you're not human. What the? Yes, you live in a human body, but a human body is just a a spacesuit. What, like the suit that Elon Musk put on when he go up into the moon? He put on a spacesuit. So when God sent you to Earth, he gave you a spacesuit so you can navigate around the Earth. He didn't know you were going to call the spacesuit you. I'm just human, so no, I don't have perfect peace. Your body, you're not your body. Take off that spacesuit. You'll see you're not your body. But anyway, I guess there are a lot of people who still are living in the Old Testament. This is from CBN. In September 2022, the arrival of five red heifers. You heifer. You're just such a heifer. That's from Color Purple. You just stay away. You're just such a heifer. You heifer. But anyway, the arrival of five red heifers in Israel caught the world's attention. Now, more than 3 years later, those cows, the heifers are cows, those cows are being cared for in ancient Shiloh and continue to attract international visitors. This is my first time watching this soundbite too. I can't wait to see it. Watch this from CBN.
Here in Shiloh, first time after 2,000 years, we have real kosher red heifers, which is really exciting.
Mariah Shapir is the manager of the visitor center at Ancient Shiloh and explains why the red heifers are so important.
In the Bible, it says when a person wants to enter the temple, which is called the House of Life, he has to go through a process using ashes of the red heifer, meaning that the red heifers are actually the key to the temple.
What a heifer. Can you believe that? You know you got to be a lunatic to believe that, and you're worshiping that, and you're doing that. Maybe back then, before Christ, they made physical sacrifices, but you don't have to do that anymore. The sacrifice has been made. They think the cow is going to get them to heaven. And the cow is red. What the? Here's more on the heifer. Why did she be in?
Shapira says that process is for purification, to cleanse someone from death.
So a person that got in contact with death, either in a funeral or in a hospital, and he wants to enter the temple, which is called the House of Life, full of the presence of God, has to go through this process. And the process is the priest used to take the ashes of the red heifer, mix it with water that comes from a spring, life water. He's actually taking the source of death, mixing it with source of life. And these together become the purifying water.
Jewish tradition maintains that the red heifer ashes are needed to rebuild the third temple. Some Christians believe a third temple would pave the way for the end times. Even Hamas reportedly blamed the red heifers in part for their invasion on October 7th, because the Al-Aqsa Mosque would be in danger if the heifers were used to build a third temple.
Wow, that's so crazy, I don't even understand it. Haik, come and explain that to me. Haik is white. Even Allahu Akbar people, they're concerned about the heifers. Did you watch the heifer thing? What a heifer.
I think I'm the wrong person to ask.
Who would know? I need a Jew to call me.
Derek would know.
Derek? Bill Lockwood asked us to find him someone to debate on this, actually.
On the heifers?
On millennialism and this prophecies of the red heifers and the third temple.
Bill Lockwood mentioned the heifers?
I've never heard him mention the heifers, but he's mentioned this whole prophecy surrounding the heifers and the end times and the third temple.
Really?
Oh, me knew a little bit about this thing.
The heifers?
Yeah.
I'm surprised that Allah Uaba people are afraid of the heifers.
I think they're covering it.
Who?
Middle East Eye. When I Googled or searched red heifer, the second result is Middle East Eye. Israel practiced red heifer ritual in front of Al-Aqsa Mosque. Some religious groups believe the ashes of the cows can be used to build the third Jewish temple in Jerusalem.
What? This lady explained it like she believes it's real.
Yeah.
This is why you have to overcome culture. It's our culture.
Right. Assigning importance to stuff that doesn't matter.
Not at all.
And meaning where there is none.
No heifers ain't going to get you to heaven.
Indeed. I think you're right about that.
I got to ask Toma about that. I wonder if Toma knows about the heifers. He's Jewish.
He's not to be trusted. He doesn't like BB. Shout out.
He doesn't like the dream team. Donald Trump, Netanyahu, and
Putin.
The dream team. Toma don't like the dream team.
He might like the first two, but he doesn't. Oh, no, he might like the first and the last, but not the middle.
Toma. What the? But I don't get this heifer thing. Well, I don't know what they mean by they need the heifer to help them build a temple.
Yeah, ashes don't seem like good
right.
How's, structure.
That's not a. This ain't gonna hold no bricks.
I don't get it either.
It's in Numbers.
What?
It's in the book of Numbers.
What's in the book of Numbers?
This ritual. Where you take the red heifer and with a perfectly red cow with no blemishes, and then you mix it with like ashes and stuff.
Mix the cow with ashes?
The ashes of the cow.
Oh, you have to burn the cow up first.
Mm-hmm.
And then you mix the ashes in the brick water?
With water.
And then you put cement on it too?
I don't know about that, but I know it's water, ashes. And then it's like a whole ritual.
But you can't build no temple with ashes.
I don't think they built. Actually, I don't know what they do with those ashes, but not build the temple out of it. It's like a purification thing.
They want to purify the temple with ashes?
I don't know.
We don't know.
You got to be a rabbi, maybe.
Okay. We don't know. You can tell we don't know. Somebody know, but we don't know. Super chat.
Nice.
Super chat.
David bought a coffee over on buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk. Not to be confused with Punchy's Coffee. These are super chats. Hey, Jesse, I've been watching you for about 2 years. You've really helped me. Can't wait for the President Trump's likeness to be placed on Mount Rushmore. Just bought some coffee. Punchy's Coffee.
Amazing. Thank you. And that would be amazing to put the Great White Hope up on Mount Rushmore. Maybe we can put the Red Heifers up there, too. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Lori bought a coffee. The world tells you when someone dies to hold on to those memories. This is a lie.
Yeah.
As I sit here with my sick mother, the devil is putting good and bad memories in my head, and it's fake. It keeps me in hell with emotions. I'm watching it, Jesse. Thank you.
Right on. Watch those thoughts. Do not hold on to them. Just watch them. Don't try to get rid of them. The Father wants to save you from them. He's trying to help you, and he will give you a brand new nature. Stay with it. Amazing. Thank you.
Danny bought a coffee. All right, Jesse and the lads. I never thought there would be a better thing on earth than the spiritual order. But behold, I've found it. Punchy's Coffee with sweet potato pie.
Good. Punchy's Coffee. Check it out. RebuildingTheMan.com. Amazon.com/stores. Amazing coffee. Pudgy's Coffee. P-U-N-C-H-I-E.
That's right.
Amazing. Thank you.
Sam bought a coffee. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. That 1968 clip really makes me miss the old folks. They were never concerned about being happy, having fun, or living their best life. They were only concerned about peace, respect, and doing what's right. Cheers to the dying breed.
Amen. Thank you. That's amazing.
Someone bought a coffee. I sent you a letter a few weeks ago. Would like to call, but have not a clue how to make a call on WhatsApp. The fear is stopping me. Would it be possible for you to add me on WhatsApp? Then I can make a call, or at least think about making the call. And he, so that's his question. We don't have WhatsApp.
Oh, you know what WhatsApp is. I know what's up.
It's something.
But I don't know WhatsApp.
It's some app, messaging and phone calling app used by Facebook. Owned by Facebook.
We don't have WhatApp.
You can use Skype.com. Skype.com and look for the dial pad and dial the 1-888-775-3773 radio show number or the 1-800-411-2663 bond number. Using the Skype dial pad, it's free even overseas. You don't have to pay any fees.
Nice. Amazing. Thank you. Amazing.
Thank you for your coffee.
Yeah.
Charles bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, yesterday you told me a caller, or you told a caller, there was no such thing as a friend, and he shouldn't look for a friend. But yet, y'all call Bill Lockwood and Rosie O'Donnell your friend. Which one is it, Jesse? Huh? Smiling face emoji.
It's just conscious communication, that's all. Well, now we got to communicate. Amazing. Thank you.
It's not Rosie O'Donnell, by the way.
Roseanne Barr.
That's right.
Even though Rosie O'Donnell has been to the women's forum. Isn't that amazing?
Did you know?
Did you know that Rosie and Madonna both attended the women's forum for Barr and women's meetings? What the? Amazing. Thank you.
And John Munch, John bought five coffees. The red heifers are a sign of a wicked generation. I agree.
Oh, that's what the red heifer means?
That's what he says it means.
Oh, but that's not for sure.
It because might be for sure. I'm not saying that it's, I don't know. I've never heard this, but he's not saying maybe.
They want to build a temple because they even said some of the Christians think the red heifers for that in that report, right?
Right.
When I was looking at those red heifers, I was thinking about down in Alabama, we used to sell cows, and those cows looked so healthy to be selling and make good money from them. Y'all used to sell cows?
I've never sold a cow, nor have I ever bought the farm.
Whatever. Okay, thank you.
Spanky Spank, five coffees. My top five JLP catchphrases. Oh, the wall going up.
Oh, the wall going up.
You can read the Bible till the cows come home. What the? He black. Beta. Honorary mentions. If she's crying, she's lying, which is on the t-shirt. JesseLeePeterson.shop.
If she cries, she's lying.
Stand up a little bit.
When
she's crying, she's lying. Not if, when. Oh, well, she's gonna cry.
Oh, she's gonna cry. When she cry, I want you to know when she's crying, she's lying. Amazing.
And Spanky Spank, it's honorable mentions, not honorary mentions, I think. But anyway, also I have a catchphrase of my own.
Thank you, by the way. Yeah.
It goes, shut the mutt up and put it on a leash.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah.
Thank you.
Pipe down, doggy. Thank you, Spanky Spank. Oh, and Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. That was another honorary mention.
Right on.
Thank you.
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days when life between right and wrong wasn't so hazy. And Grandpa, Take me back to yesterday. Amazing.
How far that red heifer, Ashley Judd, has strayed.
I know. Talking about a heifer.
Greenwald bought a coffee to the Jewish caller who doesn't know what it means to believe in Jesus. Read the gospel according to St. John. At the beginning of chapter 14, Jesus says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me."
Deep.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Liam, five coffees.
But he was Jewish, so I don't think the Jews believed Jesus.
Many Jews do.
Yeah, there are Jews for Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know people that Jews for Jesus. Even Toma.
Yep.
Toma believed in Jesus.
How can you believe in Jesus and not Bibi Netanyahu?
The dream team.
Shout out
to Toma.
Liam bought five coffees. Biblical question answer.
That's my grandson's name.
I know. It's a great name.
My great-grandson's name, Liam. Maybe,
I wonder if this is your great-grandson buying a coffee.
I keep forgetting Liam because I never heard of Liam until he was born. And then I call him everything but Liam. Grandpa, it's Liam.
Was he named after Liam Neeson?
I don't know.
That actor?
I have no idea. That's a guy that died, right?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking of someone else.
Liam Neeson walked around London with a cudgel looking for a black bastard after his friend got raped.
He would rather have a black bastard than a red cow?
Heifer.
Right.
Sorry, kids.
The biblical question, are you a memory worshiper?
Worshiping thoughts is amazing, says Liam. I sacrifice all my power and peace in the present moment for a cheap thrill. Satan's lies make me feel warm and fuzzy. Ogre and devil with nose emoji.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Scary.
When I was thinking of Liam being dead, I was thinking of this entertainer. He was over in Europe somewhere. He fell off a hotel rooftop.
Oh, that guy might have been called something like that, too. Boy band One Direction. Guy died. I think it's One Direction guy. Liam Payne. You're right.
I rest my case.
Gone at the tender age of 31 years old.
Amazing.
Terrible.
Thank you.
And a coffee from Spanky Spank. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14 is just as important as 12 and 13. Could you guys read it real fast? It would be nice if you wrote it in there, Spanky Spank, so I don't have to look it up. The world.
So that means you want us to do your work. And that guy, Tony. Remember Tony from L.A.? He always come up with some dumb stuff. And then he want us to look it up. What the?
Maze does that type of stuff, too.
Yeah. We love Maze.
Yeah.
From Ohio.
Notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing if they continue in faith and charity and holiness with sobriety. 1 Timothy 2:14.
Bob, a thump of Thursday.
Nice. And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it. Let me go to Christopher, a first-time caller out of Canada. Christopher, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, wow. Amazing.
Amazing.
So I just thought about, I am a thought worshiper, and I don't like that. How do I stop?
Well, I can't answer that until Sunday.
Oh.
That's a biblical question. Do you watch the fellowship on Sundays?
I will this Sunday, for sure, sir.
Yeah, make sure you watch it.
So I do have a question. I just, I don't want to take up too much time here. There's a lot of people that want to talk with you, but... how do I forgive my parents if they've passed on?
Good question. You know how you've started to realize that there were things that you have done and you can help yourself. You would even say, I would never do that again. You end up doing it again. It's like something else is making you think and feel a certain way and carry out certain things. Or you may sometimes have inner fear on the inside, and you don't want to have it, but it's there and you can't help it. You know how that happened to you sometime, right?
Yeah, I see it all the time. Yeah.
Well, your parents have the same spirit, especially your mother. And so when you can realize that you have this going on and you can't help it, you don't want to feel that way, but you can't help it, you will realize that they can help themselves either. And in knowing that, you will forgive them, stop being angry at them, and God will forgive you. It's because they're dead, so you just need to realize, just as you can help yourself or can't help yourself, they could not help themselves. And knowing that they did the best they could, it wasn't right, but they did the best they could, you will forgive them, even though they're dead.
Awesome. Yeah. So, I mean, would I be able to just go visit their graves and just say, like, kind of a do like a silent prayer, or just kind of, I don't have to physically be there?
No, you don't. If you want to do that, you can, but just realizing, since they're gone, realizing that you can't help yourself, and it will cause you to realize that they couldn't help themselves. And in realizing that, you will forgive them, because now you understand they couldn't help it.
Awesome. And then once I do that, I'm thinking that will help me release a lot of anger that I've had and help me forgive other people as well, right? Or
I promise you, once you truly forgive your parents, you would not. There's not one other person on earth, including yourself, that you would never be angry at. You will forgive all, because you now understand, you have understanding. So you won't hold anything against anyone, no matter what happened. You will understand they couldn't help themselves. It wasn't them.
Amazing. That's great.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
I just started, yeah. I'm a new fan, so I just basically started this week.
Okay. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And you want to practice now being present, instead of being lost in your imagination, in your thoughts, thinking about the past or the future, which doesn't exist. You want to live an eternal life, not a false idea of a past or a future. That is time. And you don't want to live in time. You want to live in the present. That's where God is. That's where the kingdom of heaven. Freedom is in the present. It's not in the past or the future.
Awesome. That's great. Thank you so much for that. Yeah.
And so you stay with it. Don't stop. Don't give up. Practice staying away from those thoughts. Don't call them you. You're not your thoughts. You're not your emotions. You're not your body. So stop identifying with anything.
And then one more question quickly. Who is it that forgives my parents?
God.
Yes, sir. Yes, Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior.
Yes.
Awesome.
Amazing. Cool. All right, buddy.
Talk to you some other time, hopefully, sir. Have a nice day.
You too, buddy. Call me again. 888-775-3773. Josh from Georgia. Josh, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, morning.
Hey, Josh.
Yes, sir. I was calling to answer the biblical question.
Are you a memory worshiper?
No, I'm not.
And why do you say no?
I'd say that since it does seem like I'm constantly worshiping my memories, but that's the trick of the devil in me. He wants me to think that it's me doing it, but it's him warning me to, you know, identify with it so I can take me out of the present.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I appreciate that, Josh. I'll put my little 2 cents in on Sunday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise.
All right.
Thank you, buddy.
Good. No problem, man. Thank you.
All right.
Out.
Bye now. Quick break. Back in a moment. 888-77-JESSE.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man. Brand new episode of the FatherState.tv this Friday. Well, tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Brand new episode of the Father State. Adam Freeland, he is a stand-up comedian and the host of the Adam Freeland Show. Watch this.
Next time on the Fallen State.
To be Jewish in America, it's the best it's ever been. I get to be a white guy. It's awesome.
Have you ever met any women who are funny?
My mom was really funny, but the answer is no. No women on earth are funny. It's just black guys and Jews, which is our dynamic, Jesse.
Okay.
Reverend, I feel like I'm doing confession right now.
I gotta put you on the hot seat.
I feel like I've been on the hot seat this whole time.
No.
This is Guantanamo Bay. You got me in Abu Ghraib prison, Jesse.
No. Amazing. Friday at 11 a.m. now. Brand new time starting tomorrow at 11 a.m. And right after the Father State, the American Anchor Baby Show. So we made some changes in the whatever right there. So 11 a.m. Pacific time instead of 12. Write it down on your calendar. Or your iPhone or your iPad, wherever you put your calendar stuff. All right? And for personal shout outs, go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Birthday shout outs, wedding shout outs, anniversary shout out, whatever the shout out is, I'll do it for you. Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Let me go to a first time caller, Don, just before the dust is done. Don, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello. How are you?
All is well, Don.
Good. My question of the day for you is, first I'd like to answer your question of the day.
The biblical question?
Caller. Yes.
Are you a memory worshiper?
So I'm not a worshiper, but I do visit from time to time.
Visit what?
You're talking about old past memories, right? Just thoughts in your head flashing
yes.
in.
Yes.
Yeah, from time to time, I think we have to visit because there are thoughts that pop up in our head. But I don't think we need to live there and stay there because it's not a reality anymore. It's just things I think sometimes, whether they're if they're good thoughts or bad thoughts, I think they're just kind of reminders. But I don't think we need to live there.
And why do you need to visit them sometimes?
No, I don't think we need to visit them. I think we do visit them. Because, unfortunately, I'm a Christian. I think that the enemy throws little thoughts in your head to try to throw you off your path. And a lot of times people sit and think about the bad things that have happened to them or, you know, events like trauma that's happened in their life, and they start weighing in on it to kind of make themselves victims of it. And that's what the enemy will use. He'll try to victimize the things that you've had to experience in your past to become who you are today.
Amazing. I appreciate you responding to the biblical question. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday.
And you, I will be listening.
And you say that you're a Christian?
Yes, sir, I am.
And how do you know?
Because I love Jesus Christ. He's my Savior. He came here. He died for me. I love God. I love the Holy Spirit. I read my Bible. I can't tell you I live by the Bible every day, but I do strive to.
And oh, how I love Jesus. And do you love white people?
I do. Oh, why not? I mean,
amazing. Okay. You want? Go ahead.
In fact, I mean, I want to say this. Now, I've been watching your show, and I finally subscribed because my husband was like, you watch this show so much, you like him, why don't you subscribe? I said, I don't ever have the time, but I'll do it. So I subscribed, and you make me laugh. But I thought about something.
Are you on a speakerphone?
I'm not on a speakerphone. I'm in my car.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Yes. I thought about something. You speak truth, and you've helped a lot of people. People have been hating on our president, Donald Trump, who's been doing the things that he said he was going to do in the process of being elected, right?
Yes.
I wonder if we could come up with a good name, because there's so many people that do support Donald Trump and people who don't, but the people who do, we're tired of hearing the bad stuff. I wonder if we could get a good nickname going for him, like what he is and what he does.
I already have one.
What is it?
The Great White Hope.
I think that's funny, but what about another one, too? What about President Doer? Instead of President Donald Trump, President Doer Trump. What about that?
I like that, too.
He's doing what he said.
Yes,
he's
right. But
so, I mean, he's doing it.
But he is, and he will always be the Great White Hope.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will. I don't know why people have forgotten that.
Yeah, absolutely. Amazing. Don, thanks for calling me. Call me again.
I will call you again. Thank you.
All right. Amazing.
Keep doing what you're doing. Amazing.
I will. Amazing. Ruben is out of Indiana. Ruben, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Mr. Peterson. Good morning. How you doing?
All is well, Ruben.
Hey, so I'm going to try to be as descriptive as possible of the situation that I'm in right now. I want to let you know that I've been practicing the silent prayer every day now for about a month. And for your callers, SoundCloud has one of the best versions of the silent prayer that I've ever heard, and it's helped me through a lot. I'm also aware of my will being imposed on my kids at times. I'm also aware of I'm able to see things clearer now.
Right on.
So I'm in a position right now. I'm in a employment position right now where I have two jobs bidding for me. I never thought that I'd be in a position like that. I'm most definitely grateful. So the job that I'm at right now, to add to your Bible Thumping Thursday, first thing in the morning, these
don't
guys
mention, you don't mention the name of the company or anything.
No, I won't.
Go ahead.
Yep. So, the, company that I'm with now, first thing in the morning, they like to do a meeting where they get all the other drivers sitting there. And then, they beat you up with the Bible. The manager likes to read scriptures from the Bible, and then he prays for you, and I think it was for the past few days now, it's we are all sinners, quote unquote, we are all this, and we need to forgive and we need to do this, and I realized that it was his will that was being imposed on the other drivers that were there. However, I say that to say this, every job has its pros and it has its cons. I personally I don't have an opinion as to what I like or what I dislike. Because of the silent prayer, I was able to find what I was more scared of, and it was not being able to provide for my family. And so saying that put me in a position where I'm able to deal with the weirdness, because I think it's weird to beat people up in the Bible first thing in the morning, especially doing a man's job, which requires no feelings and no emotions. Just sounds like a bunch of dudes with a bunch of women like behaviors. Yeah, I almost cursed. But so anyways, with that being said, it doesn't bother me as much because I'm always home every day. I have a set schedule. I'm home every day. I get to see my kids. I get to practice with my kids, and that's that. The other job, they're offering me the same amount of pay, which is a good pay, but I'll be home less often. I'll be out for maybe 4 days, maybe 5 days. I'll be back for 2 days, and then some days I'll be, you know, out for another 2 days. So the schedule isn't consistent. However, I'm working with a bunch of men. We got a job to do. We do what we have to do, and there's nobody imposing their will. It's just a bunch of guys that like to get their hands dirty and get the job done. I'm sorry for ranting. I try to give you the most detailed description as to right. what's happening. And so I say that to ask you, you know, how can I tell what's a practical thought? How can I make this decision? How can I let go and let God make this decision for me? You know, and what are your, and what's your recommendation?
And so the only thing that is wrong with this first job is that they're doing this Bible reading prayer thing in the morning time, in the morning?
Weird, man. Yeah.
So that's the only thing that you don't want about that job. Everything else you like about it?
Everything else I like about it, yes. Yes, so, yes sir. Go ahead.
Sorry. And so I recommend, do what you want. Why don't you just not judge them for reading the Bible and doing it? And if it's part of the job thing to do, just sit there, let them hoop and holler, but have no judgment about it at all, no opinion, and go on about your day.
Right.
But don't sit there and be in your head, oh, Lord, look at these people. This is horrible. They're talking about you.
You know, yeah, you know, I was on hold. I was on hold for a while, and as I was on hold, I was thinking of the question to ask you, and the whole time I kind of had the answer revealed to me as I was sitting here waiting. I haven't talked about this with anybody.
Yeah.
I haven't talked about this with my wife. I don't like talking much, believe it or not. So. Talking about it with you, and it kind of put things in perspective on what's most important to me. And I'm able to see my young kids every single day.
Yeah.
I have an hour, you know, I have a schedule, which as a truck driver, it's not very often.
Right.
We have a set schedule. So that is a blessing in all. Besides the weird stuff, again, every company is weird. Who knows?
Right.
But
so stop judging them. That. Just stop judging them because Satan's telling you, oh, you know better. That's not true. Look at what they're doing. These little men like girls. No, just stop judging.
Yeah. But you know what? Some of those voices are you too going, beta? What a beta. First thing in the morning. Before I got a cup of coffee,
yeah.
I got to listen to this. I'm a sinner and stuff. It's like, Jesus, man, just
right.
Let me get in my truck and go.
Well, you can see that they're beta, beta, but just don't beta. Judge him.
Yeah.
Because Satan makes you leave a job that you like. You're making good money. You're able to spend time with your family. And he'll make you take this other job when you're on the road all the time and blah, 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 and you're going to regret that because you won't see your family as much.
And the reason why I asked that is because I didn't know, this is where the silent prayer and the practical thought kind of where I'm kind of in the middle. I realized because of the silent prayer that I'm going in and out of consciousness. And it's to the point where I'm not trying to sound macho. I'm not scared of a lot of things.
Right.
I've been through a lot growing up in my life. I've been through a lot. I've already forgiven my mother. I've forgiven my father.
Right on.
They were very rough people.
Yeah.
Very combative. And so the fear is not the same as like, I don't know how to say it in English. I don't shiver. I don't run away from fear.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Like I basically go head on to it.
Right on.
Now, and so when I found myself being worried and like, is it that I want to be with my family more? Is that a practical thought? Is that a godly thought? Is that a, you know, I don't want to be misled.
You want to be with your kids as much as possible. If you had to take the road, you'd be gone a lot. You can't help that. That's not a big deal. But if you have a job where you're making the same amount of money, good money, and the only thing is they're doing the Bible thing, that's not a reason to leave.
No, it's not. It's not. You're right about that.
And so those thoughts that you're having about that are totally evil. They're setting you up. Let those thoughts pass. And just don't judge those folks. You don't have to agree with them. Even when they're doing their little praying and their little Bible stuff, you don't even have to say anything. You just watch it, but don't judge them. And then go to work and have a good day. I have a friend who, he's a truck driver, and he used to be on the road all the time. And then he was never able to see his wife and stuff. And so he couldn't wait to get a local job, right, driving, or not on the road kind of thing. And so he loved being with his family, and you will too.
Yeah, I would. I would. You're absolutely right. I've been doing this for 9 years now. The first year I was over the road. This was before they put these electronic machines that you know, you can't drive for 11 hours and stuff.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And I remember getting my first local job it was a significant pay cut, but the feeling that I had was how much is it to miss out on all of my kids' activities?
Yeah.
And you can't put a price on that. So yeah. I went the humble route. I guess I had to say that out loud.
Yeah, just stay out of your head. Don't judge the Christian. They can't help it. And everything will be fine. You'll be fine.
Yeah. Mr. Peterson, I most definitely appreciate this conversation. I appreciate your team and everything. I've learned so much from you, man. I've learned so much from you.
You stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. It gets better.
Yeah. Thanks, Mr. Peterson.
All right, buddy. I wish you well.
All right. You too.
All right, Ruben.
See you later. Bye.
Bye now. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Jaime out of... Oh, I forgot to ask him, was it Ruben? Sorry, Hank. Let me go to Jaime out of... Let me go and find out. I'll be right back, folks. Jaime out of Minnesota. Jaime, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you doing today?
All is well, sir.
That's great. Hey, I just wanted to hit on Revelations and the idea that people have about it being a prophetic book of something that's going to happen in the future.
Right.
And yeah, I'm sure you've heard of all that, but I've heard another idea that it was just a symbolic book that John the Apostle wrote about the things that were happening in the Roman Empire to the Christians. And that makes a lot of sense. You know, John talks about the number 666 in that book.
Yes.
It's the number of a man. Well, allegedly it's the Emperor Nero. you know, Nero was a Roman emperor, and he persecuted the Christians in that time.
Oh, yes.
And,
yeah.
And the reasoning why it was such a, John, allegedly, the reason was he wrote it that way was so that the political leaders of that time wouldn't know what he was talking about. So then only certain people, you know, would know. Well, or he wouldn't get, you know, thrown in jail or something.
Well, one thing for sure, the book of Revelation is a fulfillment, and the Christians are thinking that, and they are waiting for all that to happen, whereas it has already happened, and we now have a new reality, we have a new world, we have a new order, and that's in the New Testament. But the Christians, and the Christians are still waiting for the Old Testament to happen. They're waiting for the Revelation. And it's unfortunate because they're waiting for something to happen that has already been fulfilled. And that's what Revelations is all about. I remember talking to my friend Bill Lockwood about that. And Bill says that it was fulfilled, and I believe it was A.D. 70, the Revelation was. And the Christians thinking that it's still going to happen. And that's why when there are fires or storms or things, the Christians say, oh, this is Revelation. This is the end time. They're waiting for end time. They're waiting for something that's not going to happen. It has already happened.
Right. I go to a Bible group, a religious group, and I bring these offlandish ideas to them. And they ask, Why would anybody want to, you know, deceive somebody about the Bible and what it is and the revelations? And I tell them, well, power and control. But also, I come to understand that a lot of these people don't know any better.
Right.
They don't realize
yeah.
It's not for power or for that. It's just because they're ignorant.
I would recommend, do what you want, but I would recommend that you not go there and do that because it's going to hurt your ego, and they don't want it, and we're not supposed to impose the truth on anyone, even God doesn't impose himself the truth on anyone, and we're not supposed to do that. So I wouldn't go to the Bible class to show what I know or don't know, because all you're going to do is get a thrill, and it's going to make you think that you're right.
Yeah, and with the red heifer,
what do you think about that?
It's the same thing as when they gave out the Shroud of Turin or the bones of the persecuted.
No, let me ask, what do you think about when I say you shouldn't be going to the Bible class doing that?
Oh, I love it. Yeah, I got that feeling really quick.
Yeah.
And I do think about going, and I was like, I don't want to do that. Why?
Yeah, don't go for the thrill. That's not good.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, what are you about to say about the heifers?
The heifers, it's the same thing as what they've always been doing, the Catholic Church especially. They make a relic for people to come spend money. It's like a tourist attraction.
That's a good point. Perceived power and control. Yeah. Thank you, buddy. One more hour to go. Back in a moment. Hate news, not the fake news.
It is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
Some serious mess going on in the world.
such as I have more details on the on that prisoner trade, the prisoner swap between Israel and Hamas. Sorry, guys. Not sorry. Interest rates, blah, blah, blah. Maybe I'll skip that part. I don't know about or care about it. Starbucks, maybe a little update on Starbucks, like you care. And 30,000, like I said, dangerous criminals going to be held in Guantanamo Bay. They're too dangerous to keep here in the States, and they're too dangerous to trust and entrust other countries. They're too criminal and violent and evil to entrust other countries to be able to hold them and deal with them properly. We're going to put them in Guantanamo Bay like we did with the Al-Qaeda terrorists. Nice. Based. And we've been doing that, actually. And L.A. fires. Mess. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Thursday, Bible Thumper Thursday. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP in the third hour coming right up. Okay? So 1-888-775-3773. So Israeli authorities are expected to release 110, maybe they've done it already, 110 Palestinian prisoners in the coming hours, or maybe in recent hours, I don't know. Of those, 32 were sentenced to life imprisonment, and another 30 are children, according to Hamas, so-called children, right? That could just mean under 18. They're full-blown terrorist soldiers, you know? Who knows? Shout out. In phase one, the current phase of the ceasefire and hostage release deal, a total of 33 Israeli hostages taken captive by Hamas and other armed groups in the October 7th attacks are supposed to be freed. Israel is expected to release around 2,000 Palestinian prisoners in turn. Wow. Crazy. Shout out. Anyway, the Federal Reserve Wednesday hit pause on interest rates cuts in their first key decision of our greatest president, Donald J. Trump's second term. It's a move likely to stoke tensions between the central bank and our greatest president, who has argued that he should have some say in the Fed policy. Fed officials, the Fed, audit the Fed, abolish the Fed. I don't know if anybody says that. They might. Fed officials must now determine whether the pause is a one-meeting hold or the start of a longer stretch. While the job market is slowing but stable and inflation is mostly lower, Trump's economic policies and geopolitical threats could lead to higher prices, some so-called economists say. That could lead the Fed to continue holding off on any rate cuts this year or even raise. They may even raise rates to try to hurt our greatest president and you and me and the rest of the country. Probably can't hurt me. Anyway, Starbucks eliminating 30% of their menu in the coming months as part of the company's plan to simplify their offerings. I say there. You could call it its. Reduce wait times and improve customer experience. CEO Brian Nicol, N-I-C-C-O-L, no K's, outlined the plan this week, saying there's soon, this is not necessarily relevant to you because you don't go, but anyway, soon going to be roughly 30% reduction in both beverages and food. Maybe he should fire some employees too while he's at it. Especially the union lamos. But he didn't name specific terms, items. Nicol has, I know, because if he did that, then people are like, oh, that's my favorite thing. Nicol has previously said that the chain's menu has become overly complex, resulting in long lines, so claims he. The change is part of Nicol's goal to turn around the chain's fortunes, which recently reported fourth consecutive quarter of sales decline. And a little update on Guantanamo Bay, 30,000 migrants, so-called. President Donald J. Trump wants to house at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, amid his ongoing immigration crackdown. So cool. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question is a doozy. Are you a memory worshiper? Are you a memory worshiper? An amazing question. It's like a doozy question. Amazing. You can listen to the show as it is happening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Buymeacoffee.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. And every Thursday is Let It Be Known. Let it be written, let it be said, is Bible Thumper Thursday. Oh, Lord!
Let freedom ring from the curvaceous hilltops of California.
What the?
But God, we're asking you not only that. Let freedom ring from Stone Mountain, Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Be able to speed up that day. All of your children, black men and white men, Protestants and Catholics,
like,
be able to sing in the meaning of that old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last.
I don't know which were worse, that Catholic female, so-called Catholic female preacher, or this crazy man. What, white folk, y'all? Y'all gonna learn not to be inviting folks to speech at your stuff. Talk, we need, if ever we need the heifers, we need them now. After that. What the? Let me just say, and then I can get to your calls and your super chats. I'm using the word sad because I wanna express this situation in a way that hopefully. It'll wake, if you want to wake up, it'll wake someone up. One of the most saddest things about human beings and human nature that human beings have done, and they have done it because they have been separated from God. They're out in the wilderness. They have been lost. They have been turned away from the house, from home, and they don't know it. They don't know it. And so because they are lost, they have been turned away by their mothers, by the way, grandmothers, if you're black, sometimes grandma. But and then the father not strong enough to bring you back home or keep you at home. But they have been lost. And because they are lost, they think, I want you to smoke on this. They think that they are sinners. They think, and they have been told by their parents, who caused them to leave home, by the way, the mothers, and by the churches, and by the people who, the Allahu Akbar people, and Jews, and everybody, by religion, that they are sinners that need to be saved. And as a result, while being lost, it's like you're out in the, you're lost out there in the wilderness, wood, out in the whatever. And while lost, you're afraid, and being afraid because you've been taught wrong, you call yourself all kinds of names, and you add more fear to your life. It's the saddest thing I ever seen. It's I don't know which is worse, being lost or being thinking that you're a sinner. Guilty, a false guilt, because even the guilt that you feel is false. There's no one there to feel guilty. The judging you is an illusion. It's delusion. There's no one there to judge. There's no one there to have an opinion about. But the saddest thing is for human beings to believe they're sinners. And now there are those who do believe it, and they have accepted Satan as their God. They love the thrills that they call the thrill of life. They love the thrill of hating themselves, hating others, judging, bringing misery on others, and or trying to bring misery on others, because what you're doing to others, you're really doing to yourself in all reality. But there are those who have accepted. Now, they have accepted hell as home. They're going to stay there, and God's going to leave them there. They're in hell in their imagination, and they have accepted that, so they're going to stay there. But you are not sinners. All of your sins have been forgiven, wiped away, and you are not sinners. You only have one issue, is that you will not stop playing God. You think you know, you think you know what you want, you think you know right from wrong, you think you know what morality is or not. You're playing God. That's your sin. It's of the heart. If you, like, stop playing God by dropping your anger, you'll be free. Just like that. Because once you stop playing God, then God, the true God from above, and inside of us, will take over. He ain't going to take over with you playing God. Have you noticed you've been trying to be moral all your life, and you've been feeling guilty for not being moral? And you started out early in life trying to be moral. Morality. It has never worked. It ain't going to work. It's a waste of time. You can't be it. Because you don't even know what it is. That's why I tell people, you want to be moral, a moral man or woman or child or whatever, drop your morality. Stop trying to be anything and see what happens. It's like I tell people, stop judging for one day. Stop judging with thoughts, eyes, words, gesture, and feelings, emotions. Don't do it. They can't even do that. They could, but they won't. You've been lied to when the preacher tell you, come down to the front of the church and confess your sin and accept Jesus. And that doesn't work. Because there is no sin for you. Except for the heart. The heart is wicked. And even that's not you, but you think it's you, so you carry it out. You follow evil. Listen to this, Isaiah 53:6. We had all gone astray like sheep. We've all gone astray, lost in our imaginations. You've gone astray like sheep. You've turned from the Father. We have all gone astray like sheep. Each taking his own way. And Yahweh brought the act of rebellion of all, Yahweh brought the act of rebellion of all of us to bear on him. Christ came. And he took on everything that you ever will think, ever will do, ever will be, everything. And he took it away from you. And you don't know it. And as a result, you are suffering. It's a fault for you, but you're suffering unnecessarily. Your only problem is that you won't stop believing thoughts. You won't stop believing evil. You won't stop and drop everything you've been taught. Drop all your little morality, all of your trying to do good or not do bad, all of your teachings about God and about Christ and about the Holy Spirit, because you're playing God right in your mind with all your other ideas, and you were made to be that way. You were made to be that way, starting with your parents. Mama beat you up, and then she take you to church. And daddy just stay home and let mama take you to church and continue to beat you up because he's afraid of mama. You've been taught to be that way from day one, and you're suffering where you could have perfect peace right here on earth. You don't need a red heifer. What a heifer! You don't need a red heifer. You heifer! All you need to do is believe the Son and return to the Father. You got to drop the anger and doubt every thought. Your thoughts are not God's thoughts. Your ways are not God's ways. Your nothing is God. You're lost and don't know it. Looking for love, looking for someone to make you feel good, looking for friendship, looking for relationships, looking for this and looking for that, looking to be the smartest person, looking to have degrees, looking for this and looking for that, and it's never going to work. You will always be lost until you realize you are lost. All of your sins have been wiped away. To judge yourself, to feel guilty, it's an illusion. There's no one there to judge, and there's no reason to feel guilty. You're free. You can have perfect peace right here on earth. The kingdom of heaven is within you. Why don't you live within, from within? Because it's not on the outside. It's within. And looking on the outside, you're never going to find it. You can bank on that. You can read the Bible till the cows come home. You can go up and down the road, and you ain't going to find it until you look within. 888 Bible Thumper Thursday, 888-53-773. I want to give you show you an example of how lost people are to a point they think they need to defend their faith. Have you ever heard a Christian say, defend your faith? I was defending my faith. Can you be that dumb? Watch this on X.
Hey, bro. Excuse me. You know he's not white. Jesus is not white. You know that, right?
Excuse me. Get out. Don't say that. You are blaspheming.
Jesus is not white, bro.
Get away. This is where Jesus is.
Calm down.
This is sanctuary.
Sir, calm down.
How dare you come here to blaspheme the mighty name of Jesus? No, get out. How dare you blaspheme here inside the tabernacle? Who are you?
Defending his faith. Now, I don't know if that's an act or what. Nowadays, you just don't know, right? But that's what Christians say. They defend their faith. Oh, you defend your faith. I hear a lot on TV. You're defending your faith. No, you're not. You're a dummy. You have nothing to defend. You have nothing to do. If you got to defend your faith, then you don't have faith. You have doubt. Why don't you wake up and live? Why don't you return to the Father? Don't nobody love you, and you don't love nobody. It's just a fantasy. Love don't live here anymore. You don't have love. You can't have love. Human beings don't have love. Love only comes from above. Christ's love was that of God. It wasn't even his own love. It was his Father's love. And you can have the Father's love too, but you got to lay down your false God love, Satan, by dropping your anger. And you can drop your anger right now. Just lay there and be free. 888-7753-7773. Let me go to John, first time caller out of Florida. John, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hey, John.
Hey, Jesse. Hey.
You're on the air.
Awesome. That's amazing to talk to you.
Oh, amazing.
I wanted to call and answer the biblical question.
Are you a memory worshiper?
And I want to say no. I used to, you know, that it's kind of like dwelling in the den of the devil, just sitting there talking with him, dragging up the past, dragging up everything. It never did me anything good, and yeah, I left that behind.
Amazing.
I see it, but I don't identify, more or less.
I want to comment, John, but as you know, I got to wait until Sunday.
Indeed.
Amazing, man. That's amazing.
Thank you. I got to say, Jesse, you've made a real difference in my life. And in the beginning of, about a year ago, almost to the day, my life got turned upside down a little bit. And at that time, I had literally just kind of started listening to you.
Yes.
And then I had a lot of time to sit and listen to you by myself and think about things. And you know, I got to say, it's turned my life around, turning my family's life around. And I really appreciate what you're doing for everybody. It's amazing. Great stuff.
Right on, man. You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. It become clearer and clearer and clearer, and you will be free.
I plan on getting there one day, whenever it happens.
That's right.
Might be in 10 minutes. Who knows?
Absolutely, John. Thank you, John, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday, all right?
All right. Hey, one quick last thing.
Yes.
Got a little joke for you.
All right.
Why don't black folks like to be astronauts?
Why don't black people like to be astronauts? Because they can't see how to fly.
Nope, it's even better.
What is it?
They don't like to say yes NASA, no NASA.
I love that. Amazing. When my master said he's sick, I said yes, master. We sick. Amazing. Thank you, John. That is funny.
You're welcome. All right. Excellent.
All right, buddy.
Thank
you. You're welcome. Vladimir, maybe this is Putin. Let me go to Russia. Heard around the world. Vladimir, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good evening.
Hey, how are
you? Unfortunately, I'm not Putin.
Matt, the Dream Team. Have you heard of the Dream Team?
Yes.
What do you think about my Dream Team?
I think it's good. It's nice. I think they're already doing something. Trump already going, right?
Yes. Donald Trump, Netanyahu, and Putin, the Dream Team.
May God help them.
I know. But go ahead. You called about something else. Go ahead.
I have Christian questions, couple.
Okay.
When I do silent prayer, usually I will do Lord's Prayer one time, and then I start silent prayer. So I find myself constantly thinking about, okay, now I need to relax my ears and eyes, and now I need to not force myself to breathe. I need to watch thoughts, but I keep catching myself thinking about if I'm praying right or how should I pray. And that thought, like, I'm doing this for 2 years and still it's with me even though I sit. And secondly, sometimes during the prayer, I will find myself, I think it's like some good thought. I think it's like a revelation. So I don't hang on to it and just watch it. But sometimes, does it happen to you that you get a good revelation during the prayer? So these are my questions.
Well, revelation doesn't come from thoughts. It's just common sense. It makes sense. It's clear. And as far as if you want to do the Lord's Prayer and then do the Be Still and Know, there's nothing wrong with that at all. And or you can just be still, you know, and watch those thoughts that come. And so the thought that tell you you need to do the Lord's Prayer, right, let that pass. Don't obey that thought at all. But if you just want to do the Lord's Prayer, you do it, but you don't need to think about it at all.
Okay.
And so you're neither wrong nor right in doing it. So, and because the silent prayer is the Lord's Prayer.
Okay. Does it occur to you sometimes during the silent prayer that it's like you see yourself, oh, I was trying to get this person to like me. Now I see. You know, it feels like so refreshing and it's like obvious and it happens during the prayer.
Yes.
And then later I think, yeah, really, I don't need to call him or I don't need to think about what he would think.
Yes.
So does it happen during the prayer to you?
It can happen during the prayer, but it can happen, you can just be walking around during the day. And because you're practicing being present rather than lost in your head, it can occur then, too. You realize, oh, well, I don't need that person to be my friend. That's fine. They don't want to play with me. That's fine. It'll just occur. Oh, yeah. I don't need to go and see my mama. What the? You know, because, because you're being present. You're in reality when you're present. Rather than thinking about the past or the future or who love you or don't love you or think about what people think about you or saying about you or whatever, right? As long as you're not in there, you're fine. A whole lot of things will occur to you when you're present rather than lost in your head.
Yeah, so good. And does it happen that... you know, I'm praying like for 2 years already, silent prayer, and I try to do it without video.
Right.
And so when I do it with video, and there is also one video where, you know, the silent, the bit when there's total silence is prolonged for 5 or 10 minutes, I use these videos too. But now I'm trying to do it by myself. And so, as I said in the very beginning of this conversation, sometimes during the for 2 years, I'm always find myself thinking, am I doing this prayer right? So this weird thought just is not leaving me, you know? Like, is this right or is this not right? So I'm constantly thinking, relax, okay. I don't know how to explain.
When those thoughts come, they say, oh, you're not doing it right, or you're not doing it long enough, or blah, blah, blah. You let those thoughts pass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You let those pass. Those are all lies. It's not you. Just watch them. Let them pass. Do nothing about it. You'll be fine. Because it's not true. There's no such thing as a true thought. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything, even those that pretend that they're helping you. They're not helping you. They're your enemy.
Yeah. So do you think I need to try to eventually do prayer by myself, right? Isn't that...
Yeah, if you really want to do it by yourself, then fine, absolutely. If you need to do it, use the video for a while, you use that. But don't call either one right or wrong. And so when you're doing it by yourself, the thoughts are going to tell you, oh, you need to silent. You need to do it by the video. You're not doing it right.
But I regret so much I can't attend your Sunday fellowship. And please let me ask one more thing. You know, today you said about people were taught wrong, they strayed aside, as you read from the Bible. You know, don't you think you need to make content, or probably, and I would put it like this, there should be this message also in Russian, in different languages. You know, I feel it's a bit unfair, because here people don't know such things. And sometimes I feel like I need to explain it to somebody, but I feel like I don't have this passion or calling or something. But, you know, don't you think about it sometimes?
I do. Absolutely. I hear, because I counsel with people around the world, and people always telling me, oh, my country needs this. We need it in my language so that people can understand. So we are working on that right now. We're starting to put it in different languages now.
If you need help with Russian, you hook me up, or what do you call it in English?
I want you to hold on. I want you to hold on and give your contact information to my producer, and we'll talk to you about that. That's possible.
Nice. Because sometimes, you know, people are when I start to see myself clearly,
yes,
and what I am, and, you know, now I don't want to sound like I'm a hero or something, but I feel free, I think.
Yes.
And so now that I see myself, I can see in other people, and I see that for them it's also very easy. Just walk out of that darkness, forget that stuff. But they don't know it because they go into Orthodox Church, the Catholic Church, and they tell them, you know, you need to, repent, you are a sinner. And so, by the way, I don't think there is a Trinity, even though I am raised Orthodox. I don't believe in Trinity, stuff like that, and to me, seems very logical that he's the Son of God.
Right.
But do you think he really resurrected from the dead physically? I'm interested, because I'm not sure about that.
He did, but he overcame the false death. He took away the sting of death. So he died, but he died from the ego self, the false self. So that,
what do you mean? He was not physically killed?
He was physically killed, but he didn't die in the way we think of death. Mm. He didn't die that way. He died spiritually, meaning ego-wise, but not really death. There is no death. He took the sting out of that, so death doesn't even exist. It's just an illusion that you die. When you drop your body, you don't die. You just don't live in your space suit anymore. But you will never die. There's only one death, and that's the false self death. That's the ego, your thoughts, no feelings, and all that crap. All that stuff will die, but that's the only death that will ever happen.
Yeah, so in the Bible, Tamper's Thursday, so in the Bible, there is a verse that says that after Jesus died, he appeared to 500 people.
Yep.
And that's what my priest in my church explained when I asked him this.
Yes. What's going to happen?
But I don't think that really matters, right? I mean, my faith and for my life,
not
that
at
doesn't
all.
Really matter.
No. And when you die, when you die from this ego and you're working on it, when you die, you're going to rise again. You're going to have real life. It's going to be amazing. There are no words to express what real life is. Because anyone that has anger, they have a false life. But they're calling this false life, life, even though they're miserable, they're lonely, they're jealous, they're envy, they're strife, they have fear, doubt, they need love, they're looking for love. And they call that death, life, but that's really death. You will die from that, and then you'll rise up, and you will have real life. It's going to be amazing, all right?
I can see that in my wife and in my daughters. I'm beta, according to you, because my first is a girl, first child.
Well, beta.
And you know, I try to correct. I always correct them when they get angry. And you know what's funny? I noticed that she, my wife, being 30 years old, if she receives some, a little, now, you know, totally ounce of anger from my daughter, she would immediately turn on and
hold on
get
a minute.
Angry as well.
Hold on a minute. Hold, let me take a quick break. So right back in a moment, folks. My back. Oh, the treasure chest is now open on D.I.
They make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And what does that have? You don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
Folks, don't forget to get your Punchy coffee. Punchy's coffee. I have my own coffee now. What the? Every bag roasted to order. Every bag roasted to order. Specialty grade beans. Specialty grade beans. And 100% of your proceeds, 100% of the proceeds go back to bond to my 501c3 nonprofit organization. So not only are you getting amazing coffee, you're helping us to help others. And you've been helped, so I know you want to help us to help others. Get Punchy Coffee by going to rebuildingdemand.com/store. rebuildingdemand.com/store. All right. Thank you in advance and thank you for your support. I want to say shout out to the president of Kenya. Shout out to the president of Kenya. If he keeps on, he may end up becoming a part of the Dream Team. I don't know, but I'm just thinking. This is from S. The former president of Kenya marks country upset by Trump's statement that he will no longer provide blank checks to foreign governments. Watch this from X.
People the other day crying, oh, I don't know, Trump has removed money. He said he's not giving us any more money. What to analia? Why are you crying? It's not your government. It's not your country.
He's right.
He has no reason to give you anything. I mean, hey, you don't pay taxes in America. He is appealing to his people. Shaurie nubana. This is a wake-up call for you to say, okay, what are we going to do to help ourselves? Instead of crying, to Julize, what are we going to do? Aya, ametoa hiyo pesa. Sasa tutafanya namna gani jameni? What are we going to do? Yeah, to support ourselves, because nobody is going to continue holding out a hand there to give you. It is time for us to use our resources for the right things. We are the ones who are using them for the wrong things.
That's deep. I rest my case. The president of Kenya. How about helping yourself? Not okay, Donald Trump taking your check away from you. Help yourself. I've been trying to say this to the blacks for the last 35 years. Blacks, help yourself. The white man ain't holding you back, but let's say the white man was holding you back. Why not tell the white man no and help yourself? Trump is getting rid of a lot of government workers who ain't doing nothing no how. They tick because they're lazy workers and they don't even feel like going out getting a real job because they may have to work for their money. But this man is 100% right. Let me go back to Vladimir. And Vladimir from Russia, you were making a point about your wife getting upset.
The president of Kenya spoke amazingly.
I know. Mind-blowing.
Yeah, you were explaining to me and then you spoke about anger. So I noticed an interesting pattern. You know, whenever my 9-year-old daughter will give a little bit of anger to my wife, I noticed that she gets angry right away in the same manner. They get angry and emotional at each other and make the face and sound different, louder. And then I just correct her, but do it without, in a calm matter. Don't get angry.
Yes.
You're not 9-year-old. You're 30-year-old. And then what's interesting is I see in her face that she suddenly realizes that. And this anger is gone. I think she's even trying to find it again. Because she wants to explain herself, explain something that she was right and the daughter was wrong.
Yeah.
But the anger is gone. After I just tell her, you know, you're not 9-year-old. Just calm down.
Amazing.
And she's like, she looks like really surprised, you know? Really.
Yeah. That's amazing, man. Wow. Nice. You stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. I want you to hold on so you can give my producer your contact information. And someone will call you about helping to get this work done.
I'm excited to work with you.
Right on. So hold on, buddy. Derek, take his contact information. Make sure you get it right. Not that you don't get it right, but get it right. Let me go to Michael, a first-time call out of California. Michael, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, so cool, Michael.
I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
Beta.
Hey, beta. Don't be a beta.
So I have a quick question, and I would love to tell a quick story how I went from atheist to devout Christian, if you let me do that.
Okay.
Maybe it could help people. I was a very, very bad atheist, and at one time I attempted suicide, and I was given a vision of hell. It was very traumatizing, and when I came out of my suicide attempt 10 days later in ICU, it absolutely haunted me. I bought a Bible, and I read it 6 times now, and that's that. So all the atheists out there, there is a God. Jesus
that's
is real.
Yep.
Yeah, and I'm glad he revealed himself to me in that vision.
Right on, man.
And not letting me die. Another thing is I kind of stressed out on my salvation because I've completely repented of all my sins. I don't swear. I give a lot to the poor. But I still worry about my salvation because of my thoughts. I still have lustful thoughts towards women, and it's still hard to conquer those. Do I need not to worry about my salvation and just God know it's something I struggle with, or is he disappointed in me?
Let me ask, why do you give to the poor?
Because I'm in a very good financial position that I can help out. I help out a lot of homeless people.
But you're hurting them by doing that.
Well, oh, you think so?
100%.
Just take them to, especially single women living in the desert. I'll take them to Big Five, and I let them get a sleeping bag and boots and socks and clothes.
You're hurting them. And
really?
You're wrong, because by doing all that, you're keeping them in their homeless position, and you're making them feel entitled. and they're never going to get up and do for themselves.
Yeah, I was homeless for 2 years once upon a time, and nobody wants to help a homeless person now.
Right.
I would apply at job after job after job, and nobody wants to hire a homeless person.
And you're getting a false thrill out of helping them. It's not that you're helping them. You're getting a false thrill of being righteous when you're really being wrong.
Well, Christian or not Christian, I would still help them out just because I've been there.
But you're still doing it for a thrill.
And the Bible says you give to the poor, though.
Not in that way, in the right way. You're not doing it in the right way. And you're doing it for the wrong reason. But that's another story. If you want to continue that, do that. But you're wrong. But as for your salvation, you say you feel what about it?
I kind of stress about whether I'm saved or not. I don't feel like I know I'm going to heaven because of lustful thoughts towards women still.
And
I'm living a life of celibacy now compared to I was a slut bad.
Have you dropped your anger?
Yes.
You have no anger?
No anger.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
I do silent prayers, yes, three times a day.
Do you do what I have, Mice?
Say again?
Do you do my silent prayer?
My silent prayer?
Yeah. Jesse, rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. I want you to start doing that one.
Okay.
Rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. Because there is no salvation for you to worry about. You've already been freed. You are not a sinner. All of your sins have been wiped away. You've been deceived by people, and you're being deceived by evil in your thought, in those thoughts. There's nothing for you to worry about concerning salvation.
Okay, good. That makes me feel better.
Yeah, it's the truth. Which is easier for you to believe, that you're a sinner or all your sins have been wiped away?
All my sins have been wiped away through the blood of Jesus Christ.
And so why are you feeling concerned about it then?
I don't know, because...
You're only feeling concerned because you're in thought, you believe the devil. And the devil telling you, oh, you have these thoughts about women. You have this, you have that. And you believe in a lie from evil. You got to stop believing thoughts.
Okay.
They're lying to you. Let those thoughts pass.
Right. Okay. I can do that.
And if you do the silent prayer, watch those thoughts, you're going to live from the kingdom of heaven within, and you're already in heaven.
Okay. All right, that's good to know. I had another question for you. Do you actually believe that women are evil and don't have love within?
Yes.
Really? You believe that? That's so funny.
Not only do I believe it, I know it for sure. And it's not them, but it's their evil nature that's made a home in them. And that evil comes through the mother. That's why the kids end up evil. They become like the mother because she doesn't have love. She only has hate. And she passed that on to the children.
So are they just good at suppressing what they really want to do? Like men, there's so many rapists, serial killers. Like, you know, they can be far more evil than a woman, I feel, because they act on their thoughts, you know, like Jeffrey Dahmer, John Wayne Gacy.
Those men are doing that because they hate their mothers, so they hate women. And that's why they're doing that.
And so it's the woman's fault.
It's the spirit of the mother that is where the evil is coming through her to the children. And the guys don't understand that they are acting like their mothers. And women are doing things like that, too. It's just that you don't hear about it.
Oh, that makes sense. I never much cared for my mom. She was abusive.
Yeah.
So was my stepdad.
Yeah.
He was far worse. beatings beat her, and he was always high on cocaine and tequila, and a couple times he lost his temper and beat my cat right to death in front of me.
Yeah. Have you forgiven your mother and stepfather?
Yes, I have forgiven them. My mom overdosed on drugs.
Nice.
In 2016.
She's dead.
Yeah, she's gone. Unfortunately, she is in hell because she hated God. I always kind of sought after God, thought there was something. Something inside me always said there's got to be something out there to create this big universe.
Absolutely. Well, because of time, I got to run, but I want you to do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer, and then just watch those thoughts. They're lying to you. Don't call them you. Don't identify with them at all. And I'm telling you, you have paradise right here on earth, all right?
All right. Thank you, Jesse. I love you, brother.
I love you, too. And I want you to read 1 Corinthians 13, verse 1 through 3, about helping the poor.
1 Corinthians 1 through 15.
1 through 3.
1 through 3. 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through
3. Hold on a minute.
Chapter 13. Beginning of chapter 13.
1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1 through 3.
Okay. Yeah, I read my Bible every day, 3 hours a day. I have to. I always try to give more time to God than I do secular entertainment.
You read your Bible 3 hours a day, every day?
Every day, 3 hours a day.
That's insane.
Never miss a day.
That's insane.
Yeah, I know. I've read it 7 times. Oh, I'm in the process of reading it for the 7th time.
Ooh. But okay. Do the silent prayer. You cut out all that crap. All right? Silent prayer. Call me back.
Thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye now. Super chat. Super
chat. Super chats.
Mike Young bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, you have said that white lives matter. Doesn't matter to the children of the lie. Now I realize that Lake and Riley was only one person. But can you imagine if she was killed by the police and she was black instead of white? What do you think about the liberal media and the race hustlers would be saying?
Who is Lake and Media?
Lake and Riley was raped and killed, allegedly or convictedly, by the illegal alien.
Oh, that gal down in Georgia.
She was out jogging or something?
I believe that was Georgia.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Yeah. What about it?
White lives don't matter to the liberals.
Right.
Yep.
Amazing. You're right. It don't matter to... It doesn't matter to the liberals and to the blacks. Amazing. Thank you.
Someone bought 3 coffees. Hey, Jesse, Nick wanted me to super chat you on the topic of marriage. A lot of men take the order of God intellectually. They want their wives to obey them. But the husband ruling over the wife was a punishment God gave Eve in Genesis. After Jesus paid the sins of Adam, for the sins of Adam, these punishments have ended. So now we become one flesh with our wives. They can do what is needed without the husband commanding them.
I don't understand all that. Repeat that. Break it down.
It's not very pithy, someone.
Yeah, make it pithy, someone. Or call me.
Yeah,
call me, someone. You may be making a point, but it's just so much I can't get it and I don't have time.
Yeah.
But call me. Thank you.
But thank you for your 3 coffees.
Yeah.
Calvin from Ohio bought a coffee. First heard you last year when you debated Dr. Umar Johnson and another guy. My first impression was, this man is nuts. Now that we've spoken, I'm like, this man is an old nut. Respect. Laughing face. Sideways.
What the?
P.S. Satan is yo daddy. The funniest thing I've ever heard. Thank you, Calvin.
Thank you, Calvin. Amazing.
Another from Calvin. When I was in high school, they offered African American history as an elective, but only seniors could take the class. I think they should keep it that way instead of trying to fit it into a year curriculum. What do you think?
They should have no such class, no African-American. African what?
African-American history.
They should have no... That's dumb.
I took that in college, 2 years.
You did?
2 semesters, yeah.
What, you just didn't want to go to school, so you took that?
Yeah, it was fun. It was easy.
That's insane!
And the teacher was entertaining.
There's no African study to be studying. Amazing. Thank you.
K. Calvin from Ohio bought yet another coffee. LOL, I'm on break at work, so bear with me. Many laughing faces. P.S. This is for Hake. If you're too scared to say retarded, just say Riri. We used that word as kids so we couldn't get in trouble. Stop acting like your grandma staring at you. Be a man.
Amazing. Thank you.
Lin Yen Chin with a few super chats. Regarding your gripe, honorable, praiseworthy, versus honorary, giving praise, are interchangeable depending on exact phrasing. An honorable mention and an honorary mention, roughly the same thing, only one has a re suffix as the primary overused suffix of mouth breathers. Hype. All hype and emoting instead of conveying substance.
Amazing. Keep it piffy. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Lin Yen Chin says, I think it's a response to the biblical question.
Are you a memory worshiper?
Jesse, no. I am not a memory worshiper. I am a weak memory user and a stronger common sense user. Memory worshiping is being traumatized. I have some trauma, but it isn't worshipped by me. Yours, SP, let me something it out in each half hour seated in stillness.
Thank you. Keep it piffy. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lin Yen Chin.
Yeah.
Jim in Alaska. Good morning, all. This is over on punchy.tv/JLP. You can watch live there.
Not only do we have Punchy's Coffee, we now have punchy.tv. What the?
It's 9 below 0 this morning. I needed to order some punchy coffee.
That's for sure.
Winky face.
Go to rebuildingaman.com/store.
And shout out to the top contributors on the DLive crew, Games for Rec, Kid Combo One, Groovy Monkey, and the rest of the supporters, as always. And shout out to practically every single person on the Rumble crew, monthly supporters, or at least somehow subscribers. Thank you, guys. And I do believe that that is all for now.
Shout out. Thank you. I appreciate it. Let me go quickly to Fernando, first time call out of Texas. Fernando, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Mr. Peterson.
Hey, Fernando.
Yes, sir. I was calling because of the question that you had today, the worshiping of memories.
Are you a memory worshiper?
Yes. Yes. The question I had for you was in relation to that, the memories that I've worshipped have been, well, they've been of achievements, of better times in life, but also their memories of anger and guilt. A lot of the anger and guilt, I believe, just comes from my relationship with my parents. Definitely had a lot of what you spoke about before with anger in relation to like my mother, for example, and towards my father for not protecting me from my mother. It's a bit, you know, confusing at first, but I've been listening to your show for a few months now, and I tend to notice now the things that you speak about with people's the spirit, like anger, and the mom spirit and all that kind of things. I've kind of noticed that with a lot of people. I try not to judge because I'm not in any better position myself, but you know, it's something that I've definitely noticed.
Have you forgiven your mother?
No, I have not.
Why not?
I haven't forgiven her.
Why not?
I've honestly, it's one of those things where I think about forgiving her, and I say maybe this is the day to do it. I should do it when I have time, but whenever I come to acceptance with forgiveness, it's like something else will come up, if that makes sense. Like,
how will, because of time, how will this false guilt that you have How would that go away if you don't forgive? How would God forgive you if you don't forgive your mother and father?
I assume it won't.
You won't.
It's just one of those things. Yeah, it's
and that
one of those
guilt
things
that you
where
have
I,
is a false guilt. It's not even real.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those things where I'm afraid where if I forgive, that I won't really be forgiving.
Well, you listen to
I'll
a lie.
Something.
You listen to a lie in your head. You believe the devil. Let me ask, are you able to call me back tomorrow?
Yes, of course.
I'm out of time, so call me tomorrow and remind them when you call in. Just say, Jesse asked me to call back, and I'll take your call as soon as you call in.
All right. Sounds good, Mr. Peterson.
Because right now I'm out of time, and I don't want to rush with your call, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Call me back tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. I am so out of time. Baba Thumper Thursday was amazing. You can be free, folks. I'm telling you, all of your sins have been wiped away. You're not a sinner nor a saint. Saint. You're neither wrong nor right. No such thing as guilty. There's nowhere there to be guilty. That's an illusion. You're calling yourself an illusion. Forgive your mothers and your fathers, all people, if you want to be free. I don't care who you are, how much you have, where you live. Forgive your parents, and God will forgive you. Do the silent prayer, revealingtheman.com/prayer. The hate report is coming up now, thehatereport.com. Revealingtheman.com/silent prayer. The hate report is coming up. Then Joel Friday at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV, and then the American Anchor Baby. Mark, a first-time caller out of Maryland. Rick out of Hampton. Bill, don't mess with Bill. No, 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 no. Don't mess with Bill. Leave Billy alone. Bill out of Michigan and the rest of the call. I'm out of time. Wake up, folks. Come back home to the Father. You're lost. You're out in the wilderness. Just turn around. Return to the Father. You'll be free. All right, folks. Amazing. Get some punchy coffee. Not only are you getting an amazing coffee, but you're helping us to help others. All right? Take care. Bye.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you, and I just can't even... You know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session, If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.